From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News starts right now. On today's broadcast, the government orders all-out rescue and relief efforts as torrential rains batter the southern regions. As the Ulchi Freedom Shield gets underway, U.S. President Donald Trump orders a major reduction in South Korea-U.S. joint military drills, citing his good relationship with the North Korean leader. And North Korea remains silent on President Lee Jae-myung's proposal for multilateral talks to formally end the Korean War. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. Torrential rain battered South Korea's drought-stricken southern regions early Monday, with downpours in Geje and parts of Busan topping 100 millimeters per hour. According to the Korean Meteorological Administration, Geje's Jangpyeong area recorded a record 124.5 millimeters of rain per hour, a level expected to occur only once every 200 years. A landslide in Geje left one person dead and two injured, while more than 160 residents across the region were evacuated. Parts of Busan's Gadok Island and Tongyeong in South Gyeongsang Province also received around 100 millimeters of rain per hour, causing landslides, flooding, and other damage. Daily rainfall in Geje approached 600 millimeters on Monday, the highest level on record. A landslide warning remains in effect for Geje, while advisories remain in place for Gosong, Jinju, Namhae, and Tongyeong. The Ministry of the Interior and Safety activated Level 1 of the Emergency Response Posture of the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters at 6 a.m., vowing an all-out response until the rain subsides and recovery efforts are completed. The weather agency forecasts heavy rain of around 50 millimeters per hour to continue during the day, particularly along the coast of South Gyeongsang Province and on Jeju Island. Prime Minister Han Sung-suk has ordered relevant authorities to make every effort to rescue residents and provide relief services to those affected by heavy destructive rainfall in Geje and other areas in South Gyeongsang Province. Han on Monday instructed the National Fire Agency, the National Police Agency, and local governments to mobilize all available personnel and equipment to help rescue and evacuate trapped residents. She also called for adequate support at temporary shelters and urged authorities to ensure the safety of firefighters engaged in rescue operations while maintaining an emergency response status. The National Fire Agency said it deployed a specialized rescue team to Geje early Monday morning following reports of flash floods and landslides. South Korea and the United States kicked off their annual Ulchi Freedom Shield joint military exercise on Monday to strengthen their combined readiness posture. This year's exercise, which runs through next Thursday, will incorporate lessons learned from recent conflicts, with about 18,000 South Korean troops participating, similar to previous years. The allies will also conduct joint assessments of some capabilities and systems needed for the transfer of wartime operational control. On Friday, a North Korean foreign ministry spokesperson denounced the exercise as a rehearsal for an aggressive war and said Pyongyang's stance of firmly rejecting any threat or challenge through its right to self-defense would become more clearly expressed. North Korea also launched ballistic missiles from its Wonsan area toward the East Sea on August 6 and the 12th. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered War Secretary Pete Hegseth to substantially reduce the scale of joint military exercises with South Korea. Trump said in a social media post on Sunday that based on his, quote, very good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he is not happy with the fact that the United States has, long ago, agreed to participate in joint military exercises with South Korea. Trump said the exercises are, quote, costly and send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile to the North. He added that since it was already too late to cancel the drills, he ordered Hegseth to significantly reduce them. The post came as Seoul and Washington kicked off their annual Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise, which Pyongyang has long decried as rehearsals for war. This marked the first time in his second term that Trump publicly criticized the joint exercises and called to scale them back, echoing comments from his first term. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended cultural events marking Liberation Day, while Pyongyang remained silent on South Korean President Lee Jae-myung's proposal for multilateral talks to formally end the Korean War. The North state-run Korean Central News Agency reported Monday that Kim attended a circus performance in Pyongyang the previous day to celebrate the 81st anniversary of the country's liberation from Japanese colonial rule. Kim also watched sporting events, including swimming and diving competitions, accompanied by his daughter, Jue, and wife, Lee Sol-ju. North Korean media covered the anniversary events extensively, but made no mention of President Lee's Liberation Day address as of Monday morning. In his speech Saturday, Lee proposed talks among the parties concerned to end the decades-old war and replace the unstable armistice on the Korean Peninsula with a peace regime. It was the first time Lee formally proposed multilateral discussions on ending the Korean War. Industry Minister Kim Jong-un said Sunday that South Korea and the United States need to resolve last-minute issues related to a $200 billion strategic investment plan tied to their tariff deal. Speaking to reporters at Dulles International Airport near Washington, D.C., Kim said he traveled to the U.S. because specific issues had emerged in the final stages of their negotiations over projects that Seoul hopes to announce later this month or early September. The two sides had discussed the issues through video conferences and working-level meetings, according to Kim, but now need to review all outstanding issues as a whole. When asked whether the U.S. investment projects could be announced as early as late August, Kim said negotiations were continuing toward that goal, but that more points had emerged than initially expected. He said the aim is to resolve the issues in time for the target date. Last year, South Korea reached a trade deal with the United States that included a $350 billion investment package and reduced U.S. tariffs on South Korean goods from 25% to 15%. Of Seoul's total pledge investment, $150 billion has been allocated to shipbuilding cooperation, while negotiations continue regarding the remaining $200 billion. A South Korean-developed lunar surface radiation detector is set to fly aboard a lunar lander under NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services program. The Korea Aerospace Administration on Monday announced that it signed an implementation agreement with NASA on Friday to cooperate on the mission. The Lunar Vehicle Radiation Dosimeter is designed to measure space radiation on the surface near the moon's south pole. CASA plans to complete development of the flight model next year and send it to the United States in line with NASA's lunar lander schedule. K-pop boy band Stray Kids has earned its 9th number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Billboard announced in a chart preview on Sunday that the group's latest mini-album, This and That, debuted atop the list dated August 22nd. Starting with Ordinary in 2022, Stray Kids has now sent 9 consecutive albums to the top of the Billboard 200, extending its record for the most number one albums among K-pop acts. According to Billboard, Stray Kids now has the second most number one albums on the Billboard 200, tying the Rolling Stones. Only the Beatles have more, with 19. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.